I'm always kind of fascinated by how some local businesses just really manage to cut through the noise online. They pop up right at the top of search results, while others, maybe with great services, just seem invisible.
It's like a digital version of that old word-of-mouth reputation, isn't it?
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive into what might be the secret sauce behind that visibility, EEAT.
Right. Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
Yeah, that's the one. It's this like critical framework search engines use to figure out how credible and reliable your online stuff actually is. Our mission today, to demystify how EEAT specifically helps boost your local online presence. We want to move beyond just general SEO.
Get really specific.
Right, specific to connecting with your community. And this whole deep dive, it's inspired by a really insightful article from Easy Gold.
Ah, yes. The one titled Use EEAT to Boost Local Rankings, a Universal Guide. Good stuff there.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is that EEAT isn't just some general website authority thing. It profoundly impacts how search engines see you within your specific town or neighborhood.
Okay, so geography matters a lot here.
Hugely. For a local business, it's checking if your info is accurate, sure, but also if it comes from people who genuinely know their specific community, its needs, its quirks.
Like how you'd pick a local plumber or your favorite bakery.
Yeah.
You rely on trust, right? Reviews, reputation.
Exactly that. You trust the people who are part of the community fabric.
Yeah.
EAT is basically the way search engines try to measure that same kind of genuine offline community trust, but in the digital world.
That's a really crucial distinction. So, okay, let's break down EEAT. Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness. How do these look different for a local business? Like experience, is it just being open for 20 years, or is there more to it locally?
Oh, definitely more. Locally, experience could mean showing you've got a track record solving local problems. Maybe you're the expert on fixing plumbing in those old historic downtown houses, you know? Or you understand exactly how the coastal weather affects gardening in the specific region, that kind of hands-on relevant experience.
Gotcha. So it's specific lived experience in that place.
Precisely. And expertise follows that. It's less about knowing everything generally and more about specialized insight into your local market. Are you the go-to source for, say, local building codes, or do you just get the regional tastes better than anyone?
Okay, that makes sense. And this localized EAT, you're saying it directly boosts your local search rankings.
Absolutely. It signals to search engines that you are a relevant, trustworthy answer for people searching in that area.
So you're proving you're a trusted community resource, basically, not just some anonymous business. How does building up that local EEAT profile actually, benefit someone trying to get more local customers?
Well, it creates this really powerful ripple effect. First, when search engines see your strong local EET, your visibility just skyrockets for local searches.
So more local people actually find you.
Exactly. More relevant local people find you first. That means more organic traffic from folks actively looking for what you offer right where you are.
Okay, more traffic is good.
But it goes deeper because users tend to trust content more from businesses that show this local EAT. That means they stick around longer on your site, engage more,
Lower bounce rates, maybe.
lower bounce rates, longer sessions, yeah. And crucially, more loyalty. It builds real trust.
So it's not just about one sale.
Not at all. It's about building those lasting relationships within the community, turning a quick search into someone who comes back, who tells their neighbors, that powerful local word of mouth online and off.
Those benefits sound pretty compelling,
Yeah.
but I can imagine a small business owner listening might think, wow, demonstrating all four parts of EEAT constantly, that sounds like a lot of work.
It can feel that way.
So what are some like efficient, actionable things listeners can do now without needing a huge marketing team?
Great question. That's key, right? Practical steps. First, make those author bios really count. If you or your team write blog posts or guides, show off the relevant experience, the qualifications, especially highlight any strong ties to the local community. Local credentials matter.
Okay, showcase the people and their local connection. What else?
Second, your content needs to be not just high quality, but laser-focused on local needs. Answer questions specific to your neighborhood. Review local spots or events. Offer solutions for problems unique to your area. You know, weave in those local keywords and references naturally.
Be the local expert online.
Be the helpful local expert, yeah.
And what about actual proof? like showing people trust you.
Right. Tangible proof. That's where actively collecting local reviews and testimonials is just invaluable. Really encourage happy customers to leave feedback on places like Google My Business, Yelp, maybe local directories.
Because those reviews aren't just for show.
Not at all. They are strong EEAT signals for search engines. They validate your reputation right there in the community. It's like digital proof you're a trusted local choice.
Makes sense. Anything else on the technical side?
Definitely. Don't overlook basic website security and user experience. Things like HTTPS, that little padlock, making sure your site loads fast. And being mobile friendly is huge now.
So a safe, easy-to-use site builds trust too.
Absolutely. It signals professionalism. It's like having a clean, well-lit, welcoming storefront, but, you know, online. It ensures your local visitors have a smooth, trustworthy experience from the first click.
Okay, wow. That gives you a really solid roadmap, I think. Practical steps to improve that local online presence and really connect better with your community. So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you, the listener?
Yeah, it really brings up an important question, doesn't it? As you're trying to succeed online locally, how can you consistently and authentically show your unique experience, your expertise, your authority, and your trustworthiness specifically to your community? How do you turn those casual local searches into, well, into really loyal local connections, something to think about?